Know your Constitution.
Unity. It's an American thing. From AmericanThing.org.
Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Maury, I think Emily was right.
Right about what?
All of the questions Emily asked in the phone recordings are about things that have happened since you came to town. And it appears that Emily thought you were responsible for all of them. Is that the truth she was getting too close to?
Yes, yes, all right. They were all me, okay? I did them all. Mr. Whitaker, this is our nanny.
Hello, Mrs. Mado.
Oh, dear.
You two know each other?
It's time for the truth to come out.
Raymond Rydell? You know my father?
Yes. Raymond and I have been friends for many years.
Emily! Zuzu? Where are they?
Good question.
Natalie?
Okay, now I'm convinced this is not just a game.
Wait. You two know each other?
Yes, very well.
Only I know Natalie by a different name. Tasha. Tasha Forbes.
Zuzu, slow down.
We cannot. Not yet. Not until we are safe.
You have to tell me what is going on. You pulled me out of your bedroom window. You say we can't let Maury or Mrs. Mado see us. And you won't tell me where we're going.
I'm sorry for being so rough with you, but it was necessary. We needed to get away from the house. It wasn't safe.
Because of Mrs. Mado?
Yes.
Why isn't she safe?
Because she is not who I thought she was.
Well, who is she?
She is a spy. And she always has been.
A spy? For who?
For some very bad people.
Wait. Zuzu, wait. We have to stop. I need a minute to process all of this.
Oh, we cannot stop. We need to keep going.
Where?
To a place I know. On Forest Mountain. We should be safe there. It's just a little further. Come on.
I heard there was an old shack up here. I thought it was just a story.
I found it the first week Maury and I moved to town.
Okay, so much for the pleasantries. Mrs. Mado is a spy?
Yes, and I am just as surprised as you are. She has been our Uber for as long as I can remember.
But how can she be a spy? And why here in Odyssey, of all places?
My father is a diplomat at the U.S. Embassy in Japan.
I know.
How?
I'm a detective. Also, Mrs. Mado told me.
I see. Oh, did she tell you I like to collect things?
A trap door! Cool! Did that come with the place?
No, I built it. I use it to hide what I like to collect. Please, see for yourself.
Knickknacks and figurines.
Yes.
Why are you hiding these?
When we lived in the embassy in Japan, Maury and I like to play a little game. We became friends with a woman named Natalie, one of the secretaries at the embassy, who was in charge of scheduling. Maury is very good with computers and math.
Yeah, I figured that out.
So while I would distract Natalie, Maury would get on her computer and find out when VIP delegations from other countries would be visiting and what kind of gifts they would be bringing.
Gifts?
Yes. When a delegation came, Maury would create a distraction so I could go in and get one of the small gifts for my collection.
Get? You mean steal.
I did not consider it stealing. I liked the challenge.
No matter what you consider it to be, taking things without permission is stealing.
I understand that now.
And you still haven't explained why you're showing me all of this, or what your knickknacks have to do with Mrs. Mado.
As I was leaving school today, I got a call from Natalie.
What did she want?
Before we moved here, there was a meeting at the embassy between the Canadian and Chinese delegations. Maury caused his usual commotion, and I sneaked into the storage area and took this.
A Canadian maple leaf figurine?
A gift from the Canadian delegation to the Chinese delegation.
It's nice, but so what? It's still just a figurine.
That is what I thought. I also thought I was very good at taking the knickknacks. I thought no one even suspected I took them.
Until Natalie called you. That's why she called, isn't it?
Yes. She told me they figured out that I had taken the maple leaf. She said that they were coming for me. They want the knickknack.
They who?
Mrs. Madel. Natalie told me the truth about her. That the woman who has taken care of me and protected me ever since I became a Rydell is actually a betrayer.
And you just believed Natalie? I mean, one phone call from a secretary you haven't seen in months is all it takes?
No, I didn't believe it at first, which is why I went home. When I got there, Mrs. Madel was tearing up my room. I hid until she went to search the garage and started to leave, but then...
I showed up.
Yes. So you see, I must now keep the maple leaf with me until I can get it to Natalie. Again, I apologize for treating you so roughly, but... Oh, my notebook.
What?
Where is my notebook? It was in one of my outside pockets of my backpack at the house, and now it's not here.
It must have fallen out when we were struggling in your room.
It is where I write about everything that has happened here in Odyssey so I can tell my father.
That's nice.
You do not understand. I write about everything, including how to find this place, so if Mrs. Madel has...
Then I will know where to find you.
Mrs. Madel!
Nice to see you again, Emily.
How could you do this, Mrs. Madel? Your whole time with us has been a lie.
Not completely. The care I gave you and Maury was real. I still care for you, but I need that figurine, and I will have it.
You are a bad Uba.
No, I am a good Uba. I am also a good spy. It is possible to be both, and I can prove it.
How?
By taking the figurine from you. It will protect you from danger, as a good Uba should. And at the same time, it will fulfill my mission, as a good spy should. Help me do both of my jobs, Suzu-chan. Give me the figurine.
No.
Very well. If you will not give it, I must take it!
Same old wits end, same old wits office.
Never mind the office. Mrs. Madel is a spy?
Yes, and she has been ever since you've known her.
This is incredible.
What more can you tell us, Tasha?
I was assigned to the U.S. Embassy in Japan. That's where I met you kids. I liked you right away, and I pretty much knew everything you were doing.
At least until the last thing they got into.
Right.
What happened?
I was there primarily to watch Mrs. Madel, whom we suspected of espionage. But I could never catch Mrs. Madel in the act or with the goods. Then we got word that the embassy was hosting a summit between China and Canada. We set up a sting operation. It was going according to plan until someone disrupted it.
Over to you, Maury.
Well, I always found those summit things pretty funny. All the pomp and circumstance and formality just cried out for some laughs. But with this one, I decided to step it up.
And what did that involve?
You know what Remembrance Day is?
Yes, it's a Memorial Day, observed mainly in the British Commonwealth. It was enacted after World War I to honor all of the soldiers who've died in the line of duty.
Right. Well, I did a little research and found out that in Canada, everybody wears these artificial red poppies on their lapels for Remembrance Day. And I also found out that China...
Hates poppies.
A lot. So, since the summit was being held around the same time as Remembrance Day...
Oh, Maury, you didn't.
I hacked into the Canadian embassy computers and told them it was okay to wear poppies during the summit.
Needless to say, that created quite the little stir. And during the distraction, Suzu picked the lock on the storage room and grabbed a figurine of a Canadian maple leaf.
I take it there is more to this figurine than meets the eye.
A lot more. Namely, what's in the figurine? A microfiche.
What's a microfiche?
It's a piece of film that has a lot of information on it. Pretty old school.
But easily transportable. And it's not the microfiche itself, but what is encoded on it. DNA imprinted biotechnology. It was the bait to catch Mrs. Madel in the act.
But Suzu took it first.
Yes. And she did it so well, no one knew she'd done it until today. We've been monitoring Mrs. Mado's communications. Her employers finally figured out that Suzu took the figurine and contacted Mrs. Mado about it this morning. We intercepted that message. That's when I called Suzu.
You keep saying we. Are there more agents here in Odyssey?
I'm not allowed to say.
Aww.
Mrs. Mado was about to come in from the cold. Taking the microfiche would have been her last mission. But when that mission failed, and you kids were being shipped to Odyssey, she came to America as your guardian to conduct espionage on U.S. soil.
And has she?
I can't say that either.
Aww.
But I can say it is urgent that we find her.
And Emily, and...
Well, one out of three isn't bad. Suzu?
Mori!
Where have you been?
Do you know where Emily is?
Mrs. Mado has her. She is bad.
We know.
Natalie?
Hello, Suzu.
How did you...
There'll be time for explanations later. First things first. Do you have the Maple Leaf figurine?
That's not the first thing. Suzu, do you know where Emily and Mrs. Mado are?
I left them at the shack on Forest Mountain, but I do not know if they are still there. And yes, Natalie, I have the Maple Leaf. Here.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. And it's intact. Good. That means the microfiche is still inside.
Well, should we go to the police?
It's Emily's phone. Maury, you had it last. You answer.
Put it on speaker.
Right. Hello?
Hello, Maury. Are you all right?
Yeah, Mrs. Mado, I'm fine.
Who is there with you?
With me?
I know you are not alone. Mr. Whittaker, you are also there?
I am.
And Suzu?
I am also here.
And Natalie?
Very good, Mado.
Down to business. You have something I want, and I have something you want. I propose we swap. Emily for the Maple Leaf.
I want to speak to Emily.
Very well. Mr. Whittaker?
Emily, are you all right?
Yes.
Can you tell me where you are?
Not really. It looks like a bunker of some sort. I was blindfolded when she brought me here. Look, please make the swap. I wouldn't want this to end up like the escape room, or like what happened with the box when I thought Matthew was kidnapped and...
Emily!
That is enough, I think.
Let her go, Mrs. Mado.
I will, when Suzu brings me the figurine. Are you familiar with the old waterworks on the outside of town?
Of course.
This evening, 5 o'clock p.m., Suzu will come alone. No police, no authorities, no Whittaker or Natalie. Suzu alone will deliver the leaf to me, and I will turn Emily over to her. Understood?
Understood.
It would be unfortunate if my instructions are not obeyed.
Yes, it would be very unfortunate indeed.
I'm glad we agree. See you at 5 o'clock p.m., Suzu.
Well, there's no way we can give her the microfiche. The information on it is too valuable.
Mr. Whittaker.
What we have to do, Tasha, is get Emily.
Mr. Whittaker.
We can't let this information get into Mrs. Mado's hands.
Mr. Whittaker.
What is it, Maury?
There's another way. Emily just gave me an idea.
Yes, I caught it too. She is very smart.
What idea?
One that will get her back safely without giving up the microfiche. But we don't have a lot of time, so we'll all need to work on it together. Which means we'll have to trust each other. Are you in?
Tasha?
It can't hurt to listen. So, what is this idea?
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
Hello? Mrs. Mado? Emily? I'm here.
Down the hallway. Last doorway on your left.
Emily! Suzu!
Are you okay?
Well, as good as anyone can be who's handcuffed to a chair.
Where's Mrs. Mado?
Right here. Hello, Suzu.
Hello.
You came alone, just as I asked.
Uh-huh.
Are you feeling all right?
I'm fine. Why?
You look different somehow.
It's what happens when someone you trust betrays you.
I never meant to hurt you.
I'm impressed you were able to keep up your ruse as long as you did.
It was my job. But over the years, I have become quite fond of you and your brother. I could have stayed in my own country when you moved here to Odyssey, but my affection for you made me come with you.
Well, that and the chance to operate as a spy in America.
Yes. Speaking of which, I'll take the maple leaf now.
Uncuff Emily.
Leaf first.
It's in my backpack.
Get it? But no tricks. Give it to me.
Here.
Thank you.
A microfiche?
Very good. But no ordinary one. It appears authentic, but to be sure.
What's that thing?
A portable scanner.
Well?
It is authentic. You are true to your word.
It's what I've learned from living here. Keys to the cuffs, please.
They are hanging from the ceiling. There, see? Once I leave here, use the ladder to retrieve them. What? The doors! They are stuck. What is happening?
Why? You're trapped, Mrs. Mado.
Mori? That is you, isn't it?
One and the same.
What is going on?
You should have checked out this location a little better before deciding to hold someone hostage in it. I'm in control now. There's no escape. And I have a few surprises for you.
What is that?
Just because this is the old waterworks doesn't mean there isn't still water in the pipes. I'm causing a buildup and sending it all in your direction. In just a few minutes, Mrs. Mado, that room will be filled with water. Unless you give the microfiche back to Zuzu and let everyone go.
You would not put the girls' lives in danger.
Why not? He already locked me in a room and sucked out all the air. Why not drown me this time?
But he would not harm Zuzu.
You don't have much time, Mrs. Mado.
Let's test that.
You're hurting me!
End this now or else.
Oh, Marty! Stop!
Mrs. Mado!
Of course, Mr. Whittaker. I told you not to come.
Let her go.
I think not. Zuzu and I are leaving. Now, get out of the way.
All right, but before you go, you need to see something.
Oh, and what is that?
Come on in.
Hello, Mrs. Mado.
Zuzu?
Zuzu?
The real Zuzu.
If she's the real one, then who?
A face from the past.
Natalie?
Tasha, actually. And I'll just take that microfiche, thank you very much.
It worked! It all worked! Just like we planned! Awesome!
Emily, are you all right?
Sure, except for still being handcuffed to the chair.
Well, let's get you out of here and back to Wit's End.
We got your clue, Emily. Mr. Whittaker and I used the Imagination Station technology to program an imagination box like I did for you at the kitchen sink. Only this one was designed to make Mrs. Mado think she was in an escape room that would fill with water and make Natalie look like Zuzu.
Gotta admit, it was a good plan. And your virtual technology is as amazing as ever, Wit.
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever seen it make someone morph into another person.
A modification Maury and I added from a different program I've developed recently.
What will happen to Mrs. Mado?
Well, that will depend on the U.S. government. Most likely, she'll go to prison for a very long time.
That is good, but I will miss her.
Yeah, me too, strangely enough.
Well, I'd better be off. I need to get this microfiche back to its rightful owners.
Will we ever see you again, Natalie?
You never know. Come here and give me a hug.
I'm gonna miss you too. Especially now that I know you're a government agent.
And I'll miss you as well. Wit, always a pleasure.
take care of yourself, Tasha.
Do me a favor?
Name it.
Don't tell Jason I was here.
No, I won't.
Thanks. Bye, kids.
Bye, Natalie.
Bye, Tasha.
Oh, I have something for you, Emily. Here.
My phone.
Well, now you can make your final entry on the case of the Rydell revelations.
Yeah. So, it looks like I was wrong. It wasn't just Maury who was behind everything. It was both of you. Were you in on all of this, Mr. Whittaker?
Not in on it as much as knew about it.
Even the escape room?
Yes.
Then why didn't you tell me? And even more importantly, why did you ever let it happen in the first place?
Well, the answer to the first question is that you said you wanted to solve it on your own. And you have. Congratulations. Well done. As for the second question, well, maybe I should have stepped in sooner. But the reason I didn't is because, well, as trite as this sounds, you three are special.
Special?
Gifted. Do you remember the parable of the talents that Jesus told Emily?
You mean the one where the master went away on a trip and gave one servant 5 talents, another servant 3 talents, and another servant 1 talent?
Yes. Well, there's a phrase in there that we often miss, but it's really important for this conversation. It says, the master gave them talents, each according to their ability. Well, the three of you have a lot of ability, as you have proven amply over the past few days and weeks and months. I didn't step in, Emily, because you three need to use your abilities. To use them for good.
To bring out the good in people, eh?
Yeah. You know, I see so much of myself in you three. I was very much like you when I was your age. And I was given the freedom to be allowed to live up to my potential. How could I do any less for you? Now, while I want to guide you and help you make the right decisions, it also means that I'm going to have to handle you three differently than I do the other kids around Odyssey. It also means that some of the adventures you get into will not always be...
tame?
That's a good word for it. Yes, tame. I have to let you operate each according to your ability. I hope that's a satisfactory answer, Emily. It's the best one I can give you.
If you say so, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, that'll be your father, Emily. I called him earlier and filled him in on everything.
Thanks for that, at least.
Emily?
Yeah?
Are we good?
I don't know.
Can we be friends?
I don't know.
I hope we can.
So, what's going to happen to us now, Mr. Whittaker? I mean, with Mrs. Mado out of the picture, we don't have a guardian anymore.
No, which means you'll probably have to go back to Japan, especially if you've done anything criminal.
I don't want to go back.
Nor do I.
Really?
Look, our father sent us to Odyssey because he thought our being around the people here and around you would push us in the right direction. Well, I think I'm definitely headed that way. At least a little.
As do I.
And I don't think we technically broke any laws. I mean, we were really careful.
Yeah, well, that's debatable. But even if you didn't, you did do things you'll have to face the consequences for. And then again, you also helped capture a notorious spy, which could work in your favor. Of course, that spy was your guardian, which brings us back to the problem. You're going to need a new one.
So what do we do?
Well, if you really want to stay here, I'll talk to your father and have him make arrangements to send you a new guardian.
That'd be great.
Yes.
But until then, you'll probably need to go to the foster system unless a temporary guardian can be found.
Like who?
Well, if you wouldn't object, well, how would you feel about me?
You?
You do that?
Well, if you'd be willing to give it a try, then yes.
I'm willing.
As am I. Very much willing.
Well, all right, then. I'll make the arrangements. Now, about those consequences.
Wow, what a journey we've been on in the last three adventures. Now that everything has been revealed, I'm thankful that Mori and Suzu are finally with someone they can trust. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Rydell Revelations Part 3 was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Luke Gano and Jonathan Crow, and music by Jared DePasquale. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Christina Pacelli, Andre Stoika, Mandy Fabian, Ren Hanami, April Hong, and Attica Schaefer. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.
Have you turned on the news? Gavin Newsom is running for president. He just hasn't told you yet. He's leaving a trail of destructive policies, a $70 billion budget deficit, rising crime rates, and raging homelessness. Assemblyman James Gallagher isn't going to let him ruin the North State on the way out.
This is James Gallagher. Because of Gavin Newsom, the California dream is now a nightmare. Gavin Newsom spends more time campaigning in other states about national issues than addressing our needs here. He tramples all over our individual freedoms and supports new tax increases, all while releasing dangerous criminals into our neighborhoods. I've had enough. I've taken on Gavin Newsom and won, and I'm going to keep taking him on for you. We will stop his plans to undermine Prop 13 and raise taxes, hold him accountable for not securing our border, and end his giveaways at your expense. Please visit my website, electjamesgallagher.com, and join my movement to help stop Gavin Newsom.
Paid for by James Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Welcome to the Dacus Report, hosted by Pacific Justice Institute founder and president Brad Dacus. For 25 years, PJI has counseled, represented, and defended people whose religious freedoms, parental rights, or sanctity of life have been obstructed or violated, all free of charge. We leave no one behind and level the playing field for Americans as they are subjected to the tyranny of the powerful. Now, here's Brad Dacus.
Welcome to the Dacus Report. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Brad Dacus, president of the Pacific Justice Institute.
On today's show, we're going to look at a number of macro hot issues, from threats dealing with the border and the border policies that are being debated in Congress, to issues dealing with Hamas and the threat of Hamas, not just to Israel, but to the United States. Also, what your church can do to make an impact and direct threats on our election process. So to help me do this and to talk about these issues, and particularly from a church perspective, we have with us here Pastor Peter Mord, who heads up our church engagement office in Palmdale, California. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Now, first, a little bit of your background. You are the director, I guess, of the church liaison office for the Pacific Justice Institute out of your Palmdale office, out of your church. Mm-hmm.